If a bechor falls into a bor, the Rav explains that this is a bechor, that's a bal mum, but the guy didn't know if the mum was a permanent mum, a blemish was permanent, or it was temporary. A bechor has to be shechted in the Beis HaMikdash, it's a carbon. If you shecht it outside the Beis HaMikdash, there's a chiv karis. You have to be very careful. But once it has a permanent blemish, then it can be shechted even outside and everybody can eat the meat. So this guy, the owner, had this bechor, and before Yontif it had a blemish. He wasn't sure if it was permanent or temporary, but he was thinking about it, so it's not muktzah. So it falls into a pit on Yontif, and the guy's afraid that this boar is going to die in the pit. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yered Mumcha B'Yira. Rabbi Yehuda says that a mumcha should go down and see. Im yesh bo mum, if there's a mum, Yalav Yishchait. He can then bring up the animal. Don't bring it up unless you know, so you got to send the guy down because it may be muktzah. So, but if you send him down and the chacham mumcha sees that it's a mum that's permanent, yalav yishchot. So you can bring the animal up and shecht it on yontif. Ah, isn't it muksa? Teretz says no. The guy had in mind before yontif, he was thinking about the animal and he prepared it. Ve'imlav. And if the blemish that he had before yontif was not permanent, rather it was temporary, lo yishchot. You can't shecht it. Well, obviously, if it's temporary, you can't shecht it. Why is the Mishnah telling us? So Teretz says is that even if the guy figured out, the mumcha figured out that it became a permanent blemish today, but if yesterday, Erev Yontif, he can figure out that it wasn't a permanent blemish yesterday, you still can't shecht it. Why not? L'maisa, right now there's a permanent blemish, and it shouldn't be muktzah because the guy had it in mind. So Teretz says is that it's different when a chacham, a mumcha, tells us that a bechor has a permanent blemish. It's different than like other cases of halacha. Like, for example, if a person would come and ask the shaila to a rav if something's mutter on yontif or Shabbos, and the rav tells him it's mutter, you're allowed to eat it. Like, the reason to think that it wouldn't be mutter is because you can't fix things. You can't take something that's usher and make it mutter on yontif. It's like being misak in a kli. The same reason you can't put things into a mikvah. Looks like you're fixing something. You're changing its state. But that's not what's really going on, because when a rav gives somebody a psak, he's just revealing something that already was just there, you just didn't know. But in this case, it's not just that the mumcha is revealing. There's actually a din in the animal, that the animal has a din of a bechor until a chacham goes and says that the mum is a permanent mum. It actually, in a certain way, changes the status of the animal. So that you can't do on yontif. So since the status of the animal was changed on yontif, it's usser. And the reason that it's usser is because it's muksa, because even though you had in mind erev yontif, it was usser and it's mukta machmas isser. Just like you can't have kavana to use before Shabbos or yontif, something that's usser to use and say, oh, I'm having in mind that I can be able to use it. That doesn't really help you if it's usser. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol she'ein mumer nikur mibod yom, ein zemen emuchon. Rabbi Shimon is cholik on Rabbi Yehuda, and he holds that if you didn't know on Erev Yontif that it was a mum kavua, that it was permanent, you can't use it on Yontif, you can't carry it, you can't bring it up, you can't shecht it. Loshon of ein zemen emuchon, the Rav says, though, does not mean anything to do with muksa. First of all, Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold by a muksa in most cases. The real reason Rabbi Shimon is machmir here is because what's going on here is you have this chacham that's being matr something on yontif. And it's like being misakin, like we just explained. But Rabbi Shimon held that no matter what, you can't even do that. Even if the chacham said, oh, it was, I can tell you that it was always like this even from yesterday. That still won't work because you can't do those things on yontif. Don't have a chacham, a mumcha, do this on yontif. And even though the Mishnah's lashon is ein zemen emuchon, the Rav says it just means that it's not fitting to become kosher. But ein zemen emuchon usually is talking about muksa. That's not what it means here.